The passage reading is Numbers chapter 6 verses 22 to 27. Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying, Speak to Aaron and to his sons saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke My name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. The senior pastor will deliver the message with the title, The God of Answer and Blessing, the first session. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 8,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, including the United States, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, DR Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet all over the world, children of Sunday school, GCN viewing audiences, and Mami TV viewing audiences. In today's scripture, God gives Moses a command. Speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, Thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. So they shall invoke My name on the sons of Israel, and I then will bless them. How good is God? God wants to protect His children from all kinds of dangers and calamities. He wants to give His children blessing, grace, and peace. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The Father God held a special festival of blessing on March 31st and blessed the members of the church. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, did you receive many blessings? I hear many people's, many members' testimonies receiving solutions to comprehensive solutions. They could sell the houses and lands that they couldn't sell before. They came to receive the money that they had to receive. And many of them got promoted. And just on Friday, somebody got a house worth of 1 billion won, and another female pastor got a house which is worth about 500 million won, and two others, they received houses. So I hear this kind of testimony, many testimonies, and I believe you are also receiving many blessings. Since the day of blessing, many of you came to me and told me your testimonies. You said to me, My chronic diseases have been healed. The things that hampered my business before are now doing well. My family was evangelized. How joyful and thankful I have been whenever you told me your testimonies. I am more thankful because the dimension of the answers you received has changed. When you received answers through the day of blessing, most of you received answers not only to one or two problems, but to various problems as well at the same time. Thus, you have experienced the comprehensive works of God. When God's comprehensive works are revealed, not only one or two problems, but also various kinds of problems are solved at the same time. All parents want to give their children whatever they desire, if they can, they do. God, our Father, wants to bless us in every aspect, including health, wealth, home, and workplace. Just concerning the problem of diseases, He wants to heal you of all your diseases. The comprehensive works of God are the result of the revelation of this heart of God. His comprehensive work started taking place from the time when I achieved more than 50% of the original power. In the past, some of you didn't receive answers, and some others received partial answers to some problems. What is the reason? It is because you didn't completely solve your original problem that hinders God's answers from coming to you. Because you didn't realize what your original problem is, or because you lacked in preparing for the blessing, you couldn't solve the problem. However, even if you have not received answers, you don't have to be disappointed. Beginning with this day of blessing, God's comprehensive works have continued and will continue. It will not end, but it will continue until the Lord comes back. God is waiting for you after having stored blessings that He will give you as His answers according to what you have sowed and prayed up until now. If you have accumulated a lot in the heavenly kingdom, you will receive a lot. If you accumulated so much like me, you will receive so much. He is more eagerly waiting than you are for you to prepare your vessels for your blessing, for His blessing. Since you came to this church of life, you have diligently listened to the word of truth and have tried your best to live by it. Whatever kinds of problems have occurred, you don't rely on the world, but on God alone. Then God never turns His face away from you. Just as He promises in Psalm 146:5, saying, "How blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose help, hope is in the Lord his God. He surely helps and blesses you." So are you doing this? Is your help the God of Jacob? When you do what God wants, He is pleased. When King Asa was young, he relied on God and his nation became so strong, even to receive tribution from other countries. But later, he changed his mind and he relied on the man, not God, and he was diseased in his feet. In his 39th year of reign, he had a disease in his foot, and he didn't rely on God, but on physicians, and he finally died. When we rely on God, God is pleased. I had a letter of testimony. Acute peritonitis. You will die without surgery, medical intervention. A female deaconess in China was healed of this, and this case was presented to the medical field, and many doctors were surprised. And there was the same kind of case. A young man in Masan, he had peritonitis, and he didn't even know it was peritonitis, but it was so painful, and when he went to the hospital, his appendix was already burst, already ruptured, and he wanted to receive prayer by faith, and he held it until Friday, and he came to receive prayer. And if you have faith, that is the young young man and his mother on the right. And he had such a great pain. And he said, "I will just rely on God no matter what." And he had a thought of going to hospital for a moment because it was so painful. And his mother, senior deaconess, just said once, "I think you better rely on God by faith." And he just decided to rely on God, and he was healed by faith through prayer. So how blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So those of you who do the same receive a lot of blessings. As you watched the Mami magazine on Friday, Whole Life Service, Deaconess Yongsun Ki, and also before that, the other one, they are the number one in the whole country, and Deaconess Yongsun Ki is also is the number one in the country, and it is something unimaginable, actually. Unless God is with her, it is so difficult to get one subscriber, one person get the insurance. Some people try for months and they don't get even one person and they give up. But in this case, she has averaged 300, 400 people per month, and she has always been the top, the number one in the country for like 7 years. And why does she receive this blessing? Why does she get the contracts just by one call? Because she relies on God all the time. She loves the church. She loves the God. She loves God and she loves the shepherd, and she does everything by faith. And that's why she receives this kind of blessing. Other than that, we have some branch offices of insurance companies. And I told you that we had second, third, fourth, and sixth in among 140 branch offices. And the second one now became the number one. Actually, the office that has been, that used to be the number one, they have about 200 insurance sellers, insurance salespersons, but in the office of our member, they have only a few salespersons, and it's very new, but now they already became number one. And why does God work in this way? Because God is with them. Even impossible things become possible. And you are the witnesses to this. If you just have hope in God, and if you rely on God completely, God surely works this way. If you solve the original problem that hinders answers, God promises He will solve the problems you can never solve for yourselves at all. On the day of blessing, I gave you a few examples to help you understand what the original problem is. Starting today for several weeks, I'll give you more explanations about this. Through the message, I hope you will clearly realize the original cause and solve it and receive comprehensive blessing. I want to give you this message dozens of times or even hundreds of times, only if you'd just be able to receive blessing. So I ask you to listen to the message with joy and expectation, thinking I will surely receive answers. Please repeat after me, the blessing is mine. Those of you who have already received answers, please long for a greater blessing. If overseas church members and TV viewers understand this message properly and practice it, comprehensive blessings will come upon you, transcending time and space. Many overseas members have received multiple and comprehensive blessings, and many have sent us their testimonies. I hope you will receive the solutions to all kinds of problems in your lives and lead a happiness-filled and overflowing life until the Lord comes again. Above all else, may you receive the best blessing, the prosperity of your soul, and enjoy true happiness in New Jerusalem in the future forever. In the name of the Lord, I pray. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, what is the original problem? Each problem in our lives, including disease, financial difficulty, and problems in the home, have their roots in a spiritual cause. Now you know about spiritual things. So when you have problems, calamities, diseases, or any other problems or accidents, you try to solve the problem spiritually, not physically. If you solve it spiritually, there is a spiritual problem. There is a wall of sin against God, between you and God. And if you demolish that wall, it is solved. Physically, it may be very difficult, but in spirit, even impossible things become possible, and possible things will be better. So even for little things or big problems, please try to solve it by spirit first. Then you will receive the answer for sure. Perhaps you have no problem in your life, but you may fail to receive answers to your heart's desires or blessings. This also has its cause. The most fundamental cause, that is the root of the problems, is the original problem. So if you solve the original problem, namely if you find and solve the original cause, various problems are solved and comprehensive answers are given. For example, you think of the trunk of the big tree, and it has a lot of roots, big roots, and you have the main roots. And also you have small roots that are attached to the main roots. And if you just remove the main roots, the small roots are removed automatically. In the same way, if you just solve the original problem, then many other problems will be resolved as well. So various problems are solved and comprehensive answers are given. In short, the original cause is the heart that does not love God. Just think about it. Whether you really love God. God loved us so much. He gave His one and only Son. And how much do we love God? You know yourself if you think about it. When I didn't know God, I spent my childhood and youth without knowing God, and until early 30s. And since I met God, I came to know God, and all my life has changed. I was sick for 7 years, and I was healed completely at the moment I met God. All financial problems, family problems, everything was resolved. By loving God, all problems were resolved. It's all the same for you. If you just love God, if you have the heart that loves God, there cannot be any original problem. Even God's children who have been saved by His grace might meet with all kinds of difficulties when they don't love God. In John 14:15, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." As said in this verse, if we love God, we keep His commandments. Then we will be surely beloved by God and we will prosper in everything. On the other hand, one who does not love God does not keep His commandments. That person commits sins and disobeys. God tells us to cast away. Then we can just cast away. But they don't. God tells, don't do that. They just do it. Do not envy, do not be jealous, do not hate, do not hate, do not steal, do not murder. We just don't do it. And it's good not to do those things. They're all evil things. Then you'll be so happy and sanctified when you don't do those things. You'll be meek and gentle and kind, and you'll be loved by God, and you'll have overflowing grace and inspiration of the Holy Spirit coming down from above, and you don't cast away those things, but you are controlled by the darkness. So how pitiful this situation is. It is just as in the first part of John 14:24, Jesus says, "He who does not love me does not keep my words." If you love the Lord, you will keep His words that He said. But because we don't love Him, we don't keep His commandments. Just ask yourself, do I love God? Or it's no use to confess with lips. You have to love God with heart. And from heart, you have to confess. I will talk about this original problem for several weeks, and you can check yourself whether you really love God or not. Are you, can you get disease? Although you really love God, it can never happen. Just in my case, or many of those who receive blessings, you can see they really love God, and those people don't have any disease, sickness, illness in their whole family for 5, 10 years. The whole family has never, they never go to hospital. Those who are in the college now, they were born, since those who have been in this church since their childhood, they have never been to any hospital for their whole life. Even those who are, who have graduated from colleges. Since I accepted God, it's been more than 35 years, and my wife, my children, we have never been to any hospital or taken any medicine, and you know it. Because we loved God from the beginning, God protected us from any kind of disease. We were so impoverished, actually, for 7 years, being sick for 7 years. But God blessed us so much. I didn't have much knowledge. I didn't have social skills. I didn't have any skills. I lacked in everything. But my love for God was more than anybody. And for that, I was persecuted more than anybody too. But because of that, I receive all the answers to my problems. What can I not receive in my prayer, as you have already watching me? I receive anything I ask in my prayer. Financial blessings, family, and children, and all blessings, and my children, they are also being renowned in the world. And they're, and God is blessing us this way. So what do I lack? Also the blessing on this church. We have more than 8,000 branch churches around the world. We have Mamin Bible schools, and we have GCN TV, Mamin TV. And when I went to Israel this time, I found out that my messages are broadcast in a country that I didn't know. A pastor in Jerusalem was telling me, in Norway, he was invited to Norway, and he was delivering the message. And he's a Jew in Israel, but he also talked about me in that country. In that, the broadcasting, he was speaking for broadcasting for 2 hours, and in that channel, my sermons were broadcast. And we didn't know that channel was broadcasting my sermons. But so I thought maybe there are many other channels that broadcast my sermons, even without the permission. So it is, but it is the work of God and is the word of God, so they don't really have to receive permission. He who does not love me does not keep my word. So if we love God, we'll live by the word of God. If the children love their parents, they will listen to their parents. This is why you cannot receive blessings. Because you don't love God, you cannot receive blessings. If we commit a sin, the enemy, devil, and Satan accuse us, and various calamities are inflicted as the retribution of sin. This sin also builds up a wall between us and God and disconnects us from communication with God. Then no matter how much we pray to God, His answers don't come to us. We are so thankful that even just deacons from our church, when they go to other countries, they are loved by the people so much. This time, president, when she went there, there were many politicians, ministers, and congress members welcoming her. And also, Pastor Tashik Gill of Dejumami Church now is in Pakistan. And there he met with the president. And they sent us the photo. And it's something ordinary for us to meet with the presidents of countries. And in Pakistan, we cannot preach the gospel, but still, they received the permission from the government to have the crusade and meetings, so they have crusades. It is clearly told in Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he does not hear." The sins, our sins made the wall between us and God, and our sins have hidden his face from us. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Even if we pray, he turns his face away. Your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Psalm 66, 18 says, "If I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear." If I regard wickedness in my heart. If we just have evil in our heart, God will not listen to us. That's why we have to repent and turn away. If we hate somebody, God is not pleased. If we are envious, jealous, or we are passing judgment and condemnation, it's all evil. If you have this kind of thing in our heart, then God doesn't listen to us. So you have to understand why you don't receive answers to your prayers. You have to understand it. You have to understand why. So if I regard wickedness in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So what do you have to do? You can repent of the wickedness and change it into goodness. Change it to good heart, gentle heart, heart of love. Then our prayers will be heard by God. And once God hears it, then it means God answers. In my case, just by saying, I don't even have to pray for hours or all night. I just say a couple of words and I receive the answer. If family members don't love one another, they feel distanced from each other. The conversation between them is cut off and each of them lives as though they were strangers. It's the same between God and us. Some walls of sin are tall and thick, while some others are somewhat small and thin. I'm explaining about the wall of sin. It is because the different people love God in different measure, different magnitude. If you love God completely, to the utmost degree, we don't have any sin. So if we please God to the utmost degree, then it has nothing whatsoever to do with God, and those people will manifest signs and wonders and miracles. When I go to other countries, there are so many pastors. I meet with so many pastors. But I've never seen any pastor who is really manifesting signs and wonders. There are many words, but I've never seen or heard anybody really manifesting real signs and wonders. So in the conference in Israel, they were realizing why they couldn't receive power of God, why they couldn't manifest signs and wonders. Why? In the senior pastor in Seoul is followed by so many signs and wonders, but why they are not? Many mommy members are followed by signs and wonders, and they were not. And they were realizing the reason why, and they were so happy in this conference too. There was a pastor from India, France, and Latin America too, hearing the news about it. So they came to understand why they couldn't receive the power of God. Especially their Israelites. And they were not receiving blessings. They were learning the reason why, and they were so happy to learn. Accordingly, the original problem is largely divided into two categories. The first type is the wall of sin that was built by grave sins. Grave sins. There are light sins and grave sins. Most of sins are forgiven by God if we repent of them with a sincere heart. When we repent of our sins with true hearts, then God says He will remember them no more. As east is far from the west, He will not remember. But the grave sins of opposing God and causing offense and anger before Him cannot be easily forgiven. There was a person who came to receive prayer, and in that person's family, there were many members who committed suicide for this reason and that reason. And many, also there was mental disorders, and I asked the person that your ancestors must have worshipped idols so much. So the grave sins of opposing God and causing offense and anger before Him cannot be easily forgiven. The Bible tells us that we must never commit these sins. The works of flesh in Galatians chapter 5, you can read them yourself. The sin of crucifying the Lord again in Hebrews chapter 6. He was crucified 2,000 years ago to redeem us from sins. But now you know the truth and know the Lord, and you crucify Him once again, all over again. This kind of sin. The willfully committing sins with the knowledge of truth in Hebrews chapter 10. You know it is sin, and you do it, still do it. And the sins of speaking against, opposing and disgracing the Holy Spirit in Matthew 12 all belong to the category of unforgivable sins. I put an emphasis on these sins because they are sins leading to death, and you must never commit these sins. And there are two kinds of works of flesh too, that lead to death and that do not lead to death. Works of flesh that lead to death, you know them. What are the works of flesh that do not lead to death? You hate somebody so much, and you hit him. You couldn't control your anger, and you hit that person. Because you hit it, it is a work of flesh. It is the evident work outside. So it is violence. And you showed it as action. But we don't say these sins will lead to death. If you repent of them completely and try to change yourself again and again and again, you finally change. After accepting the Lord, will you use violence again and again after 1-3 years? But finally you will cast them away. And these things are not really grave sins. You can just turn away, and repent and turn back from sins, and you will be forgiven, and God will not remember if you completely turn away. There are works of flesh like this, and some other things, because of your works of flesh, God remembers it, And he does not give spirit of repentance. These are the works of flesh that lead to death. All these are unforgivable sins. Those who commit the works of flesh that lead to death cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It means they cannot receive salvation. There are so many churches today, but they don't teach the word of God properly. It's not that we believe and we are saved. In the Bible, there is no such verse that says, if you just believe, you will receive salvation. There are conditions. In believing, there are certain categories, certain conditions. And it's not that all your sins will be forgiven just by repenting. There are sins that cannot be repented, that cannot be forgiven. And we have to teach all these things so that they can really receive salvation and blessings. Our church was formed by those who were sick, those who were poor. Did you have a proper house before? Most of you didn't have any house. Just a couple of them had their own houses. But how is it today? Most of you have your own houses. Just last week, last Friday, when I came back from Israel, one got a house worth 1 billion won, 500 million won worth house after the Friday online service. And after this March 31st, they are receiving these many blessings. Some others also. And the tithes are increasing so much, and now you have so many cars. Some households have two, three, or four cars. Nowadays, you have two or three cars. Even women's mission members, many of you are driving because your husband bought you the cars for your church works, to visit the members and so on. So some families have two or three, four cars. And you became so wealthy because you love God and live by the word of God. And you pray and live by the word of God. You became richer and richer. Your tithes have been increasing. Just maybe several years ago, if you had 5 million won, 7, 8 million won income per month, it was so big. And if you had 10 million won monthly income, it was so big. But now, well, now you have even some 100 million won income per month. You are receiving so much blessing. And those who commit the sins of blaspheming the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven forever. And you have seen many times as they blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, what kind of retributions they had. You've seen them. Through the 98 and 99 incidents, when you judged your shepherd, when you passed judgment on him, when you saw the things, you heard the things, and you spoke those things, and all those things became walls of sin, and you suffered, you had to suffer so much. Some of them died. Some of them went bankrupt. Some of them were diseased with serious diseases. Most of them fell into despair. And if they, some of them, many of them also repented thoroughly and received healings, but Ananias and Sapphira, they cheated Peter. And what did Peter say? He didn't say, you cheated me, you cheated the Holy Spirit. If you cheat a servant of God who is manifesting part of God, then it means you are cheating the Holy Spirit. And they, because they passed judgment and condemned such a servant of God who is manifesting so many signs and wonders of God just by hearing the broadcasting. So it was angering God so much, and God said He will calculate with them, and you saw what kind of retributions they had to face. But those who trusted and believed in God and who didn't change their mind, you can see them, they are receiving so many blessings. That's why we should never blaspheme the Holy Spirit. I'm sure you have often witnessed the miserable outcome of those sins. Those judged, condemned, and opposed the powerful works of the Holy Spirit and the many signs and wonders manifested at this church faced such miserable ends. They were stricken with various incurable diseases or became disabled due to accidents. The Bible says those who willfully sin, knowing the truth, will be put to the judgment of eternal fire in hell. Basically speaking, these grave sins cannot be forgiven. These sins are grave enough that they seriously oppose God and they crucify the Lord again. And commit these sins, they cannot receive the spirit of repentance, and that is why they cannot receive the forgiveness and reach salvation. However, the God of love has given our church several chances to receive the special grace in which even these grave sins could be forgiven. But even though you repented at those times, some of you were not forgiven. Those who completely repented, they were forgiven. But if those things were related with me, you have to solve it with me first and then repent before God. The Bible also says, if you have anything against your brother, you have to go to your brother first. You have to leave the offering at the altar and go to the brother first and be reconciled to him and then come and give the offering so that the offering can be accepted by God. When they thoroughly repented and turned away, and they satisfied the conditions of justice, God gave them mercy for them to be saved. You have tried to receive healing of your diseases and solutions to your family problems that were caused by those grave sins. You have tried to repent and turn away from those sins, listening to the word of truth. But you couldn't repent of those sins at all, and couldn't solve your problems either. You couldn't do them by yourselves. The problems couldn't be solved by yourselves because the wall of sin is not broken down. So you cannot receive the answers. Those of you who are not receiving the solutions to your problems, if you are not receiving the healings of grave sins, there are so many other people who receive healings and answers. Even from other countries, they just send their photos and receive prayer and they are healed immediately. Even last stage cancer, they're healed just by one prayer. But why is it that you are attending this church for a long time and you are not receiving the healing? It's because you have to find this original problem and solve it. The taller, the thicker and the older the wall of the sins, the more difficult it is to tear it down. You have to feel distressed and troubled, suffering from pain. Before you were very happy leading a Christian life, but now you're kind of you have affliction in your heart. You lost joy on your face. Please repent quickly. Whatever there is, repent quickly when you have the chance. If you have walls of sin caused by grave sins, you cannot break them down by yourself. Unless God gives you the spirit of repentance, you cannot demolish it by yourself. Like in Hebrews chapter 6 and 10, you cannot receive the forgiveness because God doesn't give you the spirit of repentance. Then why does that happen? Some things you can repent and turn back, but some other things you cannot repent. So when I listen to you, please listen carefully. Just consider the case of sins leading to death. They are different from other light sins. And you commit these sins knowing that they are sins. Not only one, just once or twice, you feel so embarrassed. You feel sorry and you are ashamed. So you try to hide from me. And if this goes on 3-4 times again and again, and you lose your shame. It's the same with thieves. They steal just little one thing. They are ashamed. They hide. They are afraid. But as they go on, they don't even know they are thieves. They just take whatever they see like they are their own. It's the same with those who hit others. Between husband and wife, they say they love each other. I cannot live without you. And they get married. And after marriage, they change their mind. And they slapped maybe the wife once, and they do it again. Next time, they slap her harder. Sometime, first time, they are sorry. And now, later, they hit twice, three times, and more, and they don't even feel sorry. They speak evil words against each other. And so, when you commit sins again and again, your good conscience disappears again and again. Which means you become more and more evil. Your good conscience goes away, and your heart changes into evil. Evil heart. So when you commit sins first, you feel afflicted, you have suffering in heart, but your suffering in heart goes away if you keep on committing sins. So because you willfully keep on committing sins, your goodness in your heart disappears. Some people say, oh, he doesn't even have conscience because he's so evil. He doesn't have any goodness. His conscience is seared as with hot iron, and he doesn't have any good conscience. And he's just filled with evil. So he willfully commits sins, so goodness in heart goes away, and is filled with evil heart. So it's the same with any kind of sin. The husband may have an affair. First time, he is sorry for his wife. Maybe he tries to do better. But if this goes on two times, second time, and third time, and fourth time, he doesn't even feel sorry. Later, the wife finds out, and how can you do this to me? And so on, she says. Then the husband will say, oh, then let's get divorced. Because their mind, but their heart is numb. And it means they have thicker and thicker wall of sin against God. So their hearts become more and more evil. That's why they cannot tear down this wall by themselves. So it can be torn down only by grace of God, but because they have such a great wall of sin against God, so God can. It's been a long time since God has turned His face away from them, and God doesn't give them the spirit of repentance, and they cannot repent. And before this happens, that's why you have to turn away before this happens. You have to repent before that happens. But if you just have it, keep it again and commit another sin and another sin, then it means your wall of sin becomes thicker and thicker, and you know the word of truth, and your heart is filled with more and more evil rather than goodness, and you pass judgment and condemnation again and again. And you have to cast away things of the flesh too, but so because that conscience is seared, you cannot repent. You may say with lips, but you cannot turn from heart. It's the same with when you raise your children. Those who are addicted to internet games, when they play it once or twice, you have to stop them. But if they keep on playing three times, four times, again and again, then they are addicted to internet games, and And they cannot stop by themselves. Even by their own effort, they cannot do it. Even though you scold them or anything, they cannot stop. And they cannot control their mind. Because their mind is already given to those things. Their mind is given again and again, so their mind is taken away completely. So they cannot control themselves. It's the same with the smoking, alcohol addiction. So God cannot give spirit of repentance and they cannot repent by themselves. They have to receive the spirit of repentance thoroughly. But because their heart is far away from goodness, they say they repent, but they cannot receive the spirit of repentance in heart, so that's why they cannot repent. They have to do it to demolish the wall of sin, but they can't. That's why you must never reach that kind of state. Since you have heard many messages, you know very well how much wrathful anger of these sins cause and what kind of outcome they will bring. But people try to repent of those sins, and why can't they repent and destroy their wall of sin? It is because the repentance doesn't come from the inner heart. If you repented but repeatedly commit the same sins, it means you didn't repent with a true heart. Or some people may not commit the sins again, but God may deem the repentance insincere, for He sees each one's inner heart. This is not true repentance, but false repentance, so that it just makes the wall of sin even higher. True repentance will have some proof of it. The evidence is the rending of the heart and confessing sins. So about the rending of heart and confessing sins, I'll continue from the next week. So please keep it in mind, listening to the message for several weeks. So please keep these words in mind and please understand what the problems of original problems are, and please demolish them so you can solve the problems, original problems. We already had the day of blessing, and since then God is ready to give you blessings. So even those who have very thick walls of sin, those who have just a thin walls of sins, they can just repent and turn away. So all mommy members, I hope you will have will not have any kind of wall of sin between you and God, so you can receive all blessings. None of you will be sick or diseased. None of you will be poor. And in this year, maybe except the newcomers who registered recently, and I tried to make all of you get away from poverty, it cannot be resolved just by helping 600 or 700 households. I'm trying the best myself, and you also, please find the original problems, walls of sin, and break them down so you can receive the answers to your problems. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for your grace and love. Let this message become faith and life. And let us understand what the original problems are so that we can destroy them. Let us understand what the original walls of sins are so that we can demolish them completely. Father, work on them and so that they can receive answers to all their prayers. Let there be nobody who is sick, who is financially poor. Let there be nobody who is worrying about family and children problems. Father, bless them. And we have seen that many members have received blessings when they lived by the word of God and lived in the light. Father God, let all of us receive these many blessings. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on sick parts and infirmities. Please receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Father God, please lay your hands on them. Give them your power, power, power. Show your work transcending space-time. Bless all those churches, branch churches, and local sanctuary members who attend the service to satellite all over the country, and all those children of God who attend the service on the internet all over the world, and all GCN viewers, and Nanmin TV viewers. Also, they've sent their photos from other countries. With their photos, they have sent their request, the prayer requests, lay your hands on them and answer to them. And for, I pray for Congo Crusade, Father, lay your hands on them and bless them. Let there be no rain in the Sunday morning service and in the crusade in the afternoon. Let there be no rain and let them have a good weather, clear weather. Father, let the broadcasting also be successful. Let it go without any problems and give your power to the speaker and drive away all enemies, Satan and devil, and bless them with so many crowd. Bless them with a big crowd and let them also receive many blessings and let there be many high officials too. And during the trip, give them the most appropriate weather. Father God, Pastor Fidel Castro from Peru, he's doing 40-day fasting, and hold him with your spirit. Let their members grow up in spirit and let them have 400 people. Let them evangelize 400 people in 2009, and give him the land and financial blessings to build the construction of the church. And let him become a good and faithful servant. Pastor Ito Masahaki from Japan has 5th anniversary service of Matsumoto Mamin Church on May 3rd. Give him more power of the Holy Spirit and let his church grow up. Xiaomi Wong from United States is hurt in the spine and the hip bone. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Light come. The pains go away. Wilfredo Fonse from Colombia has heart disease and alcoholism. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And Gauri Bhatta from Nepal has problems in the kidney and great pain around the kidney. And Father, heal this child. Masila Mani from India, the diabetes, and also problems in the marrow. Father, heal this child. And pastor from neighboring country, he wants to find himself and deny himself through the 7-day fasting. And Father God, Pastor Park, let all the branch churches receive the permission again and keep the two vehicles that they recently bought and let them drive safely. And Pastor Kim has a seminar from April 27th to 30th. And Zhang Hong giver strength of evangelism. Let the family members who worship idols repent thoroughly and receive salvation. And let them quit all the gambling. And bless all our family members, cousin and mother-in-law and parents and husband and daughter. Bless them spiritually and physically. Liu Han Hong wants his wife, Shai Ran, to be healed of burns. Ling Fan Zhang wants to be healed of this disease. The cells are increasing in that part, and because of that, the part is getting bigger. And Huang Chui Wang, heal him of herniated discs. Song, lower body paralysis, Wang N, drive away all evil spirits. Huang Chun-yi has a problem, tumor in the knees. Huang Sui-chun, depression and insomnia and heart problems. Huang Jin wants to be a witness to the power of God, to the power of the shepherd, and save many souls. Zhou Pei-jin has osteoporosis in the leg. And her daughter, Zhou Pei-pei, wants to be healed of the hypothyroidism. Liu Biao have a fracture in the leg in the traffic accident. Yang Guang cannot walk or speak or hear. And Wang Chun-yi has a water in the right side. Father, heal them of all diseases, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit, burn all the diseases, all problems, and let them see well, let them heal well, open their ears, let them heal well, and all cancers, last stage cancers, go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, all lung diseases, all diseases in internal organs, all diseases go away, be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and be cleaned. High blood pressure, all problems go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father God, give them spiritual and physical health. Let them lend but not borrow. Let them become the head. Give them prosperity throughout this week. Father God, protect all the church vehicles, church members' vehicles. Let them make no mistakes while driving and protect them in all things. Let the families be evangelized. Drive away all enemy, devil, and Satan, and give them prosperity. Drive away all problems and give them peace throughout this week. And Father, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.